don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know who would ever wanna tell the seam of someone's dream. Baby, it's fine. You said that we should just be friends. Well, I came up with that line, and I'm sure it's for the best. If you ever change your mind, don't hold your breath. You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show, and we are your lovable co-hosts,
Kyle
and Charlie, with a special guest tonight who is not that special.
No, really, he's really pretty mundane, actually.
Who are you? What are you doing in our apartment?
I guess it's not that special, because I feel like, how many times have I been on? It's like been like
three.
At least four.
Three or four.
I think it's been at least four.
Yeah, but just in case you don't know who this man is, this is the magnificent Owen McKenna.
Maybe, that's right.
Maybe we have new listeners.
Yeah, we do. Maybe my girlfriend actually listened for the first time in her life.
All right.
Yeah, haha. I don't have a girlfriend, guys. I'm just joking.
Oh, that's...
She's made up.
Oh, yeah, she goes to another school, guys.
She goes to another school. You wouldn't know
she
her.
She goes to another state.
she lives in another country. Yeah. Oh no, Michael Bublé's still playing.
Hey, that's great.
Fun. It was like background music.
Dude, mm-hmm. Kyle will attest. I was bopping along. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. And you ruined it.
I did ruin it.
You ruined it.
I ruined it with one of my favorite songs of all time by Mariah Carey. Do not notice that the lyrics are all being screamed, but it was a good song. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
That's right.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I concur. But you know why we decided to play Christmas music? Because it is Christmas season.
It's always
It's been Christmas season since November 1st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after Halloween is Christmas season. You're legally allowed to put up your Christmas decoration.
Yeah.
There's
no holidays between Halloween and Christmas.
I used to be one of those people that was like, you can't do Christmas stuff outside of December. Like, you have to wait till Thanksgiving and then, like, open the floodgate. Well, so, that's kind of the thing. Like, Christmas is, like, it's not just about the holiday. It's about, like, there's, like, the decorations going up. Like, it's all the music. Like, it's an atmosphere. Like, you don't really get that with Thanksgiving.
Oh, the Christmas.
Right? Like, there's nothing that intrinsic about the Thanksgiving holiday aside from, like, the day itself.
Some people do some decorations, dude, but it's nothing.
So,
nothing like.
I think I've decided it's perfectly okay to post Halloween if you want to start getting into the Christmas spirit, and then you take a little hiatus in that Thanksgiving period, and you go into Thanksgiving mode, and then you jump back into Christmas. I think that is acceptable.
I've got to say, though, when people like leave Christmas decorations up for like a month after, I think that's a cardinal sin. I can't do that.
Should be eliminated.
That.
Off the face of the planet.
I don't know.
Like, when you see Christmas, it's like February, guys. Please, take them down.
The Hanukkah...
You certainly should get them down before January ends.
It's a public service. That's there's something wrong.
Yeah.
No, but
call the cops.
Why are the Christmas decorations always, like, the last one? Like, the first ones to go up and the last ones to take down. Like, the Hanukkah ones go down pretty early. The Kwanzaa ones go down pretty early. Thanksgiving, like, if you put up decorations, they are done after day one.
Well, but nobody does Thanksgiving decorations.
What do you mean? There's like the people that do like...
Who's doing... Like, what are they putting like a...
Corn cobs and...
we hang them from our stockings.
There's like a pilgrim scarecrow. They just...
No. Like, you know, like... Front. There's like the inflatable turkey. Like, the like blow-up decorations that people put on their front lawns.
That doesn't really... Because when you're talking...
It's the Christmas turkey,
When you talk... Like, Christmas decorations are a very... Like, that's a very in-depth process for like... A majority of households, it's like there's strings of lights, you got a tree, there's usually like a wreath kind of thing.
Some people go off. I mean, what do you guys think is the Thanksgiving spirit? What would we put out? What's the crucial?
I don't know.
I would just murder a bunch of Native Americans and hang their corpses from my door.
Hey, just kind of put out like
except
a bloody
please do not
tomahawk,
please do not kill people this Thanksgiving. We do not condone the murders.
We were actually talking about the Native Americans in our political theory class today.
Political theory.
There's a really funny...
Why is political theory funny?
Native Americans, they're just a theory. We don't know if they exist yet.
And that's just a theory. A Native American theory.
Thanks for listening.
No, Louis C.K. has this. I know we're not supposed to talk about him anymore, about that man, but he still had some great bits, and I will stand by that.
My favorite bit was when he got charged with, you know, sexual misconduct.
Listen, the guy's a scumbag, but he's a super funny scumbag. I'll tell you that. Like, watch his old stuff; it's hilarious. He had this funny bit about Native Americans, and he's like, you know. He's like, can you imagine like the colonists showing up and being like, hey guys, like is this India? And then, you know, they were like, nah, dude, that's the other way. And they're like, no, like you guys aren't Indians? And they're like, nah, that's totally different people. Like, really? You guys aren't Indian? No, we're not. Ah, you're Indians. And then we still call them that. Like, that's, you know, it's crazy.
Some people still haven't, like, just made the switch.
Some people still go to the nearest Native American tribe and ask them for spices, just like the olden days.
They never have them.
It's crazy, man. And they just, I feel like, I don't know, like I'm not on board with like all the PC stuff, but like, you know, Native Americans, like I'm fine with that. Like the other day in this political theory class, my professor insisted on using the term enslaved persons instead of slaves to refer to people.
That's just the thing,
you know. So that's the kind of stuff that I don't go for.
I don't know. You know? Like, I mean, like, there's like the over PC things, and then it's just like, you know, you realize that certain things should not have gone down that way.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's a line.
Yeah. Right. Isn't it weird that like according to like today's standards, all these things we did in the past are like completely wrong and like evil? You know, that like. In 100 years or so, what do you guys think are going to be, like, the things that, like, people look back and, like, yeah, that was just blatantly awful. Like, these people were just garbage human beings because they did this.
Leaving Christmas decorations up until February.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, of course. I forgot that one.
Anything else.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, the whole Epstein thing. Hey, guys, are we allowed to talk about Epstein on this?
I don't see why not.
I feel like we're going to be, like...
It's newsworthy.
I feel like that's a little bit...
It's too serious for such a bullshit.
I mean, it may be.
I might have said a bad word there.
No, he just said that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, and Hillary Clinton walked in and tried to murder him. So we just had to deal with that really quick. Yeah. But we're good now.
I'm actually I'm not doing too well, guys. Someone's holding me at my throat. It's Garfield himself.
Yeah, that's right.
I dressed up as him. He didn't take lightly to it. Kyle's okay though. Kyle did it in a respectful manner.
Yeah, I respect.
Yeah, I ate too much lasagna. He thought I was just mocking him.
By the way, Charlie and I do have our Garfield hats to ward off the hacker.
Yeah, there's actually for those of you hacker. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think many of you guys would have really known, but the WJRH. Yeah, no one would have known except for like other radio shows. Other radio shows might have talked about it, but the WJRH like booth got like hacked.
Hacked in many quotation marks.
By whomst.
Well, so what happened was that I think someone went to a sketchy website on these computers.
That is a sketchy website was accessed. The word on the street.
Yeah, and then some kind of malware got downloaded or something. I thought we said no Peter Griffin. What are you doing?
We went over this before. PETA is gone.
You know, I didn't even know that that's the reference I was making. But you're right. Yeah. With like the leg or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. He took a tumble. Peter took a trip.
He took a tumble.
He took a little whoopsie daisy. No. But anyway, so someone went on some no websites.
Apparently.
That are most likely just 21 plus websites. For certain reasons.
Okay, we understand. We got
but like, something got downloaded.
Like, as if they don't have their own laptop. You know what I mean?
Dude, this they got God. Dual monitors here. I don't know what you're talking about.
We're college students. We can't afford laptops.
Yeah, don't mind me and my Gucci slides.
Yeah, right.
And my Gucci... What's the deal with, like... I got sidetracked. Anyways, bad stuff got downloaded.
I'm curious what you were going to say.
Well, yeah, no, say what you're going to say. I feel like that other point kind of...
We'll go back to...
I mean, also, I feel like it was at a, you know... Like, good stop.
What's the deal? I don't know. Like...
What's the deal with
airplane food? What is the deal?
What's the deal with airplane food? No, I'm joking. Like, why do people buy such expensive things when, like, very cheap and, like, comfortable alternatives exist? Like, I get, like, the whole sort of, like, on-brand and, like... I have wealth, but like, Who wants to buy, like, how much are Gucci slides?
That's kind of one of the things that, you know, because, like, some people say that I have, like, a dad sort of atmosphere about me. And that's true, it's very fair. And that, I think, is one of the reasons. Like,
okay,
I had a buddy that, this was last summer, and he bought this, some kind of on-brand, like shirt. And it was just this crappy yellow t-shirt that looked like the Mona Lisa, like, but ironed on or something. It was a piece of crap. And I guess it was some brand thing. So he bought it for like, you know, probably like $60 or $70. Bro, and I was like, dude, bro, like, what is,
it's
like,
an investment,
why?
Bro. It's an investment, bro.
He's investing. No. Okay. I also just looked up some of the cheaper ends of the Gucci slides. So meaning like high end flip flops can go for $290.
For
basically like slides that you could buy for like shower shoes.
You know, did you know that the God shop at Gucci and the Demon shop at Chanel?
Kanye's merch site, dude.
No, okay, so
Kanye's merch site is another.
How about Kanye? I don't know what you were gonna say.
Random fun fact.
Yeah, go for it.
So there's an extremely large sculpture in an airport in, I can't recall what country it is. It's somewhere in Asia. That's very nondescript, but I can't recall a country.
General Asia.
In the entire Asian continent.
It's one of those places there.
Probably South Asia. That's my only descriptor. But it's of the Hindu gods and Asura. And they're teaming up to do something. And they're like pulling on a... I have to show you guys the picture. But it's in an airport. And so, like, in the background, if you take it from a certain angle, you can see a Gucci store on one side and a Chanel store on the other side.
Okay, so there, I can't.
It's like you have this mural of an extremely famous myth, and then in the back, like, not even mural, a giant, like, golden sculpture of an extremely famous myth, and in the back, you have Gucci.
That's Chanel. Funny.
Chanel Gucci.
You mentioned gold, and I was thinking about
gold, money?
Like, because people are always lamenting, like, oh no, like, the U.S. isn't on the gold standard anymore. Like, none of our money is backed up. And I was like, what, like...
Gold standard, it's gold.
But what I'm saying, like what is, like, I get it, it's shiny, you can make it into jewelry or whatever, but, like, what's really that inherently valuable about gold?
Oh, nothing.
Like, well, and exactly, so what, like, why, I just don't know why people are, oh, we're off the gold standard, we're screwed when the economy,
gold's just like a pretty rock. And people like the pretty rock, so people want to pay money for the pretty rock.
I guess, but I don't know if that's worth, like, backing, like, your entire economy on.
There is material usage for gold, but, like, come on.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
It's like just like diamonds.
There, yeah, dude, what am I going to do about my... What,
yeah.
You can make drills out of them.
Right, right.
But, like, who cares? There is a shiny rock.
Yeah.
You can even make, like, synthetic diamond, too, though, like, a
looks
cent.
Better.
Yeah.
And is more Brazilian.
More Brazilian because it's synthetic.
And isn't mined by African enslaved peoples.
Hey, you're taking the fun out of it, man. Come on.
You what?
Okay. What? Is that inciting?
Like, there's...
No. I just said what for dramatic effect.
Yeah, that's right.
I do not condone enslaving people. Like, just
diamonds.
Well, I do.
Consistently
so.
Mined okay, by econ African major. Slave children.
Big, yeah, the diamond, like, mines are, like, really bad.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're...
And,
they're,
like, and coal. Like, there's some, like, specific metals that are, yeah, really common in Africa, and they're, like, mined by, yeah, warlords.
A lot of the...
Warlords, like,
yeah, man,
people to mine them. It's pretty, yeah, epic.
And a lot of the same...
dude, that's a gamer if I've ever seen one, man.
Dude, he's just a real gamer. He's got to
he's all that money Fortnite towards it. Those people are pickaxing away, you know?
He's turning the diamonds...
Don't even worry about it.
Dude, he's turning the diamonds into V-Bucks.
Yeah.
The optimal currency.
He's helping John Wick escape towards the towers.
From Thanos' grasp.
That's right.
Wait, so what we... Yeah. So we were talking about how this computer got hacked. Anyways.
Yeah, so our computer got hacked
epically.
By a hacker.
Anyways, it was like a...
Staple me.
Yeah, I think a bot it's got the email and sent, like, a copy-paste message. And it was like, we have hacked your computer. We have recorded all of your instances because, like I said earlier, this website was presumed a 21-plus certain entertainment website. It was the email was like, We've got footage of you doing some dirty stuff from your webcam every time you clicked on a video. It started up the camera without you knowing. Owen, do you mind looking?
That's why I put a sticker on my camera. I'm one of those guys. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. But so it said that it had all this footage, and we had to pay it like, I think it was like $480 in Bitcoin.
Yeah, we had to send them our Bitcoins.
Bitcoins. But Owen,
The Bitcoin.
I'd like you to take a look.
Yes, sir.
At this computer.
I got you.
Are you recording right now?
Yeah, we're recording. Are we on air right now?
I was wondering.
We're just talking to ourselves.
We're just...
I need CTL open.
Yeah. Oh, no. I just have it on the alternate tab. No. But Owen, look around this computer.
Yeah.
Do you notice anything? Or a lack of anything?
Yeah, there's a... Doesn't look like there's a... Oh, that's a good point. I don't mind just the blue, though, to be honest.
I think the blue is calming.
Yeah. The computer had to
reboot for another issue. It's utilitarian, ocean,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But Owen, what did you notice the lack of?
I'm gonna go ahead and gamble that there are no webcams on either of those monitors.
So we got threatening emails about footage of certain inappropriate behaviors being performed in front of this computer, with a lack of cameras to watch.
Unless there's another camera.
NASA hacked my eyes? Dude, our eyes are getting hacked.
Well, that's why I'm wearing this Garfield hat, is because I don't want him to hack my brainwaves.
Yeah.
There's some...
Kyle's the safe one. I took off my Garfield hat so that I could put on the headphones.
I don't know what... I don't know what, like, country it's in or, like, who's doing it, but there was some, like, corporation or whatever that was making this chip that they put in your wrist... And then that has like your credit card and like your ID, and so you can just kind of swipe your wrist over things.
You can just hit the whip and pay your check.
Why on earth would you do that? Like that's such a horrible idea on just like, a multitude of levels.
Yeah,
you know,
dude, that is cyberpunk stuff. That's actually like corporations taking over society.
Dude, imagine getting your wrist hacked.
Yeah, man. Well, dude, you know the government could like.
Government already hacked our eyes. What do you think? We think the earth is round. It's really flat, y'all.
Heck yeah, brother.
The earth is flat.
Okay.
The earth is flat. It was a song. I forgot. I'm actually going to see if I can pull up that song.
Yo, you think we should do a PSA?
I think we should. Oopsies, I hit the microphone. We have a couple right over here. Owen. You're the guest. You know what you gotta do.
I'm gonna be reading actually the IQ console system installation and user's guide. All right.
I don't think that counts as a PSA.
This is very important to know. All right, here we go. Chapter one. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are reading this manual, I'm reading it, but we're all reading it together. You're probably the proud owner, of a new IQ console.
Yay! Everyone listening to this at home. You've actually won.
Oh, look at all the PSAs. This is terrific.
Yeah, you can flip around in there. There's also a bunch over here.
Oh, I don't even know where to start.
Just pick one.
All right, here we go. No, that one's about rape. I don't want to be sad. You're giving me more?
We're giving you more options.
We're doing the last one. All right, this is called Family and Friends, /Support. Here we go. When someone you love tells you they've been sexually assaulted, it can be a lot to handle. It's useful to have resources on hand that can help you work through these emotions. Survivors and their loved ones can find free confidential support by calling the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-HOPE 4673 or by visiting rain.org. That's RAINN.org. There we have it, folks. Yeah, you got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Hey, thank you. All right.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Take the thanks, Owen.
Thank you.
Hey, Owen.
I can't do the ASMR bit.
Owen. Be gone.
I'm gonna slit your throat. Get away from me.
No inciting violence.
I mean, I'm gonna proverbially.
It's a metaphorical throw.
We're gonna have a war of words.
We're gonna have a metaphorical.
And then I'm gonna kill him. I mean, yeah, I'll kill him after the podcast. That way, it's not like
I'm going to have a
We are going to discuss your actions in your room. For now, you are in a timeout, mister.
That's right.
I put myself in a timeout. Why'd I do this to myself? Dude, the bit went too far.
Happens to everyone.
Sometimes the bit goes too far, man.
Sometimes the bit too goes far. I can't English. Sometimes the bit goes too far. Sometimes the far goes too bit. You never know now.
Hell yeah, brother.
Heck yeah, brother.
All right.
Now,
Christian person here with your PC. It's PC gone mad,
I'm
man.
PC principal. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yo, you PC Texas A&M, bro?
Hey, bro.
Yeah, bro, I'm PC.
Oh, bro, I'm PC UC Berkeley, bro.
I'm PC UNC.
I love that guy.
PC principal is a character show. From a very popular animated comic show, North Yard, actually.
Oh yeah, guys.
I just
oh dear.
I just pranked everyone here.
Okay. All right, up top, bro. Up top.
Oh, I just pranked everyone here. It's actually from South Park. We are edgy.
Wait, we need to have the come on. This is where we'd have the
laugh track.
Oh, dude. This is why we need the computer working.
You got to have it. You got to always have it.
I just need to pull it up myself. Like, have it ready.
Fine.
Can you also pull up the Full House theme? And that way, whenever someone makes like a pun or whatever, you could play. Because you know how it always ends?
Yeah.
And like someone makes a pun after all the subplots have been resolved. And then, and then all the cast is like laughing and stuff. And you know what I mean?
And then just like freeze frame and the scrolling credits.
Yeah, right. And then the credits scroll. Yeah. That's, it's a good moment.
So the Full House, you can buy all 8 seasons of Full House.
What's the ending? Is the ending theme?
We just want the ending theme.
End theme.
Sir.
Dude, my favorite part in Endgame was when the cast of Full House came out and defeat Thanos. Alrighty.
Yeah, you know John Stamos was getting those Infinity Stones. I'll tell you.
He was truly helping us out, dude.
Good thing Google is here.
Yeah.
To help us with this ad.
Boo Google.
Yeah, good thing I muted the muted the computer so you guys didn't hear the ad.
We would have been banned from the radio.
Yeah, we would have been.
Wait, you can't play it now. Somebody has to make like a pun as though the episode has ended, you know?
Well, it looks like I guess we're going to have to put this show in the end game, huh?
I don't think we earned that.
No, it has to be natural.
It has to be
yeah,
natural.
Just let it happen naturally.
I'll cue it up for when we...
But make sure it's ready to go, because you don't want to waste too much time.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Good idea, good idea.
I'm such an unprepared radio show co-host. Why does Kyle even let me be here? So, fellas, how was your week?
Week was pretty good.
Week was pretty good?
Yeah, I'd say.
You celebrate Christmas already?
Big Christmas guy.
Big Christmas guy.
Big Thanksgiving guy, actually.
Dude, well, all right. You're really cool.
Yeah, I'm flexing.
Yeah, what up? Big St. Patrick's Day guy. What up?
Yeah. What's y'all's favorite holidays?
Christmas. What up?
Christmas? Yeah. All right, Christmas gang.
Wait. No, I was going to say 4th of July, but Christmas is the top.
It's probably Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas? I know. I feel like nothing really harnesses my energy like a good old April Fool's prank.
That's fair.
Ooh, yeah.
That's
fair. So April Fool's was like really tame because not a lot of people like. It's a pretty low key holiday. It's not really celebrated.
Kind of on the DL, you know.
It's kind of indie. I don't know if you've heard of it.
It's kind
of
indie.
Like Arctic Monkeys. I've never heard of it.
Which, like, everybody has heard of. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, you probably haven't heard of Vampire Weekend. Like, yeah, I've heard of it. Like, everybody's heard of Vampire Weekend. Like, chill out.
Michael Bublé.
Yeah, right?
No, dude.
I don't know if you ever heard of Pink Floyd, but it's this really obscure band.
They're pretty good. And they have, like, one good album.
It's called Dark Side of the Moon.
Maybe you've heard of it.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, you listen to their other albums?
See,
like, oh,
y'all
no.
are really, y'all are joking, but I don't think y'all really listen to any of the indie music that I have. Like, I bet you guys don't even know who Coldplay is. Like, come on. I bet you guys don't even know what Fix You is here.
Is Coldplay... Are they still considered indie? They can't be, right?
I mean, like,
I know they were, but at this point, I mean, everybody knows Viva La Vida, right? Like, I mean, yeah, I guess alternative as well.
Yeah, they're alternative. They play alternative music, but they're pop. Pop is not like a theme. Pop is just like
they're not. They were, I don't think they're indie either in like their own. They're not like indie in genre. They're definitely not indie in like. They probably have a record label, don't they?
Coldplay? Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Like, as much as a hardcore Coldplay fan, I am.
They're pretty popular, so I guess they're not indie right. in like any sense of the word. Even if people use it to mean like underground, even though that's not really what indie means. But like, they're not that either.
Yeah, you guys know clocks?
Dude, I love clocks. I got one on my wrist.
Oh.
Looks like hello. It's time for you to get a watch.
Oh, dude, that's our chance. Go, 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 go.
Is it playing? I watched that show all the time when I was a kid. It's objectively a horrible show, but I really like it. It's so bad. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's really dumb. It's really dumb. I love it, but it's really dumb.
I wouldn't say it's like terrible.
I never really watched Full House.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
I don't think it's a good show.
Won't be hyperbolic about it.
Yeah, it's kind of indie. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of this guy John Stamos.
It's like an underground show. It's called Full House.
Stars Bob Saget. You probably don't know him. He's kind of an underground comedian.
Yeah, because he doesn't do anything. Besides that sitcom.
Bob Saget.
He's never done anything.
Yeah, right.
Hey, guys, Bob Saget. More like Rob Saget, because I'm going to mug him on my way out the radio show today.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. You didn't earn it. You didn't earn it.
No, it's the laugh track. Okay.
It's laugh track.
Okay,
I don't give myself Full House credits. Excuse you.
A Full House ending is a difficult thing to earn.
Yeah.
It takes effort. You can't just make it happen whenever you want.
I don't know, dude. I think you can make Full House happen.
It's kind of like
the arrogance of man.
Yeah, it's kind of like achieving enlightenment in a way.
I mean,
like I'm a bodhisattva. I've chosen to delay my own enlightenment to show you guys the way of getting a Full House ending.
Thank you, Kyle. Well, no, y'all are stupid. It's super easy to get a Full House. You just get like a 3-of-a-kind and a 2-of-a-kind. I gave myself a
thanks
laugh
everybody again for listening.
I laughed so. And clapped.
I cried and pooped my pants because of how
who's
funny.
Who's outside
that
the studio? Albert Einstein, and he's giving Charlie $100 for that funny joke.
Barack Obama's here too, dude.
Wow, the Medal of Honor. That's incredible.
I'll be able to pay off the debt I took to pay for my Garfield costume. Still, though, those costumes are really expensive.
Yeah. It's worth it.
They were incredibly expensive.
The
my
more
God.
I wear this hat, the more worth it is.
Supposedly, there is footage of Kyle, myself, and Brian. I don't know if you know Brian. He's kind of indie.
He's kind of on the DL.
No, but it was footage of us marching across the quad.
In your Garfield costume?
In a single file line, all of us in Garfield
it's
costumes.
Like, it's like the Fourth Reich come to life. It's terrifying.
We didn't know where the next alien invasion was going to be coming from. We always thought it would be by land. A few thought it would be by sea. A couple of strange ones thought it would be by air.
No, hacking our brains right now.
No one would have guessed it was from Fernon. Garfield. The tale of...
Save us all, Garfield.
Kyle's trying to transform into his fursona.
It doesn't stay on. It's too tight.
Yeah. That's my only complaint about the Garfield hats. No,
the little strap that goes on your chin is too tight. And I tried to
choked yourself on the radio.
He's turning into a cat.
He's turning in. That's what
the hats do. Yeah, that's right.
Kyle, please, there's a dedicated hairball corner in the studio. Please do not put it on the microphone.
Yeah, there's a policy. Actually.
There's a
we
bin for that.
We signed a form about hairballs.
That's right.
Yeah, we couldn't bring food. drink or hairballs into the studio.
It's a hairball fun.
But speaking of the food, studio,
lower after this.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, everyone listening is invited to lower.
Yeah, everybody, come along.
Come to the after party, the Kyle and Charlie after show.
But it's in lower, and, yeah, and we're just lower. Eating
we're
in lower.
Just, we're just we're hanging just out. Living I might life. Play Pokemon Go. We'll never. We might see. But hey, speaking of lower, we're in the lower half of this radio show now. So you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Kyle.
What show is this?
The Kyle and Charlie show.
And we are your hosts.
Kyle.
And Charlie with a special guest.
Owen.
We did it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. We all have a good night. That one, that deserves a full house one, in my opinion.
No.
Turn it up.
Oh, no. The enlightened one has not given me permission. That's how we're going to end the show, though. We're going to play full house. Just an entire episode.
That's fair. That's earned.
We're going to do our famous tradition, and then we're going to play full house.
Right. Of course.
I know. I was more of a Seinfeld guy.
Really? I love Seinfeld. Well, I'm glad you do.
They're not the same. They're not the same thing.
Oh, they're very not the same.
No.
Well, it's and it's two like different target audiences.
But like for like if I want to watch a haha funny show, like I mean, I didn't really like I was not cracking open the Seinfeld special edition when I was like 6 or anything, but like but when I watched like a bunch of these shows over
cracking open a Seinfeld
with the boys. Jinx. Yeah. That means you're paying for my lower.
Crack it open to Seinfeld, no!
Watching beer,
dude. I always watch beer
drinking
with my son.
Rock and roll,
dude. I always drink a full house and eat some Seinfeld, and I'm watching beer and popcorn.
My theory is that because Friends was on Netflix and everybody in our generation got to discover it, and that's why it's like so big. The same thing is going to happen with Seinfeld because Seinfeld just got on Netflix now that Friends is off. I'm pretty sure. I don't have Netflix anymore, but I'm pretty sure that it's on there now.
Rest in peace, Owen's
like,
Netflix.
The rights. I mean, I don't know. I never really used it, so
yeah,
it's
that's
like,
fair.
Whatever.
I just use my family's account.
Yeah. Well, so my like yeah, our family had an account, but none of us really used it, so we got rid of it.
Shout out to Izzy for loaning me her Netflix.
Every once in a while,
it's nice, I guess, but it's it's just kind of trimming the fat. You know what I mean?
Something I'm really excited about. I already watched it like weeks ago, but BoJack Horseman season 6 is out.
What's a horse?
Never seen it.
I would really, if you like sitcoms, I'd really recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah, I know BoJack's like.
Is it like Rick and Morty?
It's not a lot like Rick and Morty.
That's actually coming out really soon. By the way.
Oh, you know what else is coming out really soon? I think I've already talked about it.
Washed up sitcom actor dealing with his substance abuse and depression in Hollywood.
Basically, Adam Sandler, the life
kids. Source. He's also a horse. No, it's not a kid show.
I know.
He's also a horse.
Hence the name Horseman. It's actually just about Adam Sandler. The entire show is just about Adam Sandler.
Hey, Owen, why the long face?
Don't do it. No! Turn it off! I will scream over this track.
No, it's a laugh track.
Well, you're not screaming.
Because I thought...
No, we're good. Yeah, he thought we were going the full.
Yeah.
He thought we went full out.
That's right.
No, you know what else is getting a new season relatively soon?
Winter?
Winter release Winter 2. They teased the footage.
That's right.
Winter.
Yeah, so it's supposed to snow this weekend. That's kind of whack.
I don't like that.
There's a chance.
I believe you, but I don't. I would rather that didn't happen. I hate that.
What do you got against snow, Owen?
What if we allowed Christmas decorations only
like
after
that.
It snow?
That's a big. What if it never snows though?
That it's never Christmas, and then we'd have.
So you just hate fun,
dude? I don't know.
Yeah, I do.
Guys, absolutely. I don't know what you're talking about. There's no way out to get out of snow this year. I'm playing it.
What are you doing? I don't understand.
There's no way out.
Charlie,
it's going
don't.
To happen.
Charlie, no.
It's going.
Wait,
to
he's
happen.
Not playing the song, is he?
No, he is.
No, no, no.
Please. Don't listen.
I just realized the credits say Cookie plays himself. And all I can imagine, since I haven't seen Full House, is that cookie is like a is like a giant Chips Ahoy cookie, like from like the old ads. And there's just a cookie just hanging out in Full House.
Just chilling out.
Yeah, he's just hanging there.
He's chilling out, bro.
He's actually just a background
character.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. That was crazy.
Cinnamon and Applejacks. Wow.
And next week, we have Cinnamon from Applejacks.
They're coming on the show.
It's actually just going to be like, it's going to be Owen and Brian just dressed up in costume. I feel like Brian's got Cinnamon vibes. And then Owen's Apple.
Is Apple the better one? I don't really remember.
The wacky
one. I don't remember the canon.
Apple's
okay.
The wacky
one. I don't remember the lore.
I'll take wacky. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Apple's the one that's trying to like get to Cinnamon first. No, they're both like racing to cereal, but like Cinnamon's just kind of doing his own thing, and Apple's trying to like sabotage Cinnamon, I think.
The deep lore.
They actually
the Applejack cinematic universe.
I'm actually a lore historian of Applejack.
Yeah, he's not just Applejacks; just all cereal mascots in general. Kyle is your guy.
That's right.
Oh yeah, I should actually research that.
Kyle's a major in.
I'm a cereal major.
He's a cereal major, dude.
Cereal history.
Yeah.
Cereal studies.
Yeah. Cereal killer.
No, not those kind. Not that kind of cereal.
He's not that kind of cereal. What would that taste like?
What?
Like cereal killer cereal.
What?
Why are you massaging the microphone? You did not learn from your training. Remember what we said about breathing?
Training.
You breathing into the microphone?
I've been good about it, haven't I?
I haven't seen any head turning.
Yo, guys.
Have you heard me
chocolate
breathing into the
rain.
Mic? You've had headphones on this whole time.
Well, I mean,
has
like,
it even
I hope you've been breathing.
That's the thing.
Hey, have you guys ever tried to listen to someone speak, and then focus only on their breathing?
Oh, no, you're talking about.
So, I had a speech class in high school. And for some reason, I hated myself. So I was like, while listening to this speech, I'm gonna focus on whenever they inhale, and it's painful. Like you can't shake the
feeling of them just sucking air.
And you're singing, and you listen to when they breathe in. You can't focus on anything else. It's painful.
Well, I guess when you got out of that class, it was a breath of fresh air.
No, you don't get to,
I'll give him the laugh track for that one.
All right, I get laugh track approval. This episode is just going to be renamed. We just play the laugh track a bunch of times. Why are you listening?
Who laughs at that?
Isn't it weird that like most laugh tracks like are just of dead people nowadays?
That's true.
Fellas, we're listening to the laughs.
Good riddance, that's what I say.
Good riddance. All these
people
could
laugh.
Owen is not a comedian.
Yeah.
He hates comedians.
Yeah, I hate children. What up?
Oh, yeah, so do I.
What up?
Dude, hating children gang, where are we at? I don't know. Kids aren't bad. I would say there's like a prime age of like when kids become really who's Francesca Keeler? Uh-oh. Francesca Keeler
I know her. I was not paying attention.
That's the hacker.
Is that a problem?
That's the hacker.
It's the hacker.
Francesca, you fool. I can just switch users.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Nothing. It's just like, I don't know.
Other user.
Oh,
I hardly know her.
Hey, Owen, do you want to give me a wacky fun fact?
Yeah, what's up?
What's your password?
Here's a wacky fun fact.
Hey, did you know the radio
the credit card number and the fancy number on
No, don't worry. The radio censors like if you say any passwords or anything, the radio automatically censors it. Like here, check this out.
Oh, sick. Wow. That's incredible.
It's like RuneScape. It automatically censors your password, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Just
so
one chat.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, just say it.
So just say it.
Yeah, well, what you got? What are you afraid of, Owen? It'll censor itself. Try it. What's your password?
There's nothing to be afraid of.
What's your password, Owen?
You're not going to get me.
Owen, what's your password?
You're not going to take me down.
Owen, that door is locked. You can't get out.
The door's not even closed.
Visibly unlocked.
It's an illusion. I tricked you.
I don't think it can be locked, to be honest. I don't even know if it closes.
Yeah, there's not even a handle on it. Well, no, there's not even...
Oh, it actually goes through the door frame, out to the other side. And go. It's a double
It's a double
one of those ones that can go... It's amazing. Guys, try it out.
Dude, it's a door. It's like a 180 door. It can go up both ways.
It does have 180 degree. Meow. Meow.
What happened? How did we go to this?
Were we talking about something?
Like, oh, yeah. Well, you know what we were talking about? Like topic. We have a plane. There's a plane in here again. He's killing us.
You feeling another PSA to break the silence?
Yeah, I feel like it's PSA time. Dude, they got rid of meat thermometer. I was
wait,
like,
really?
I don't know where meat thermometer is. That was like my favorite that PSA was my on favorite paper.
Too. I was thinking about it before I came on. I was like, are we going to do meat thermometer?
Think about it every damn day.
I think about
day.
Meat every day thermometer.
Before I go to bed, I think about meat thermometer.
It's like one of those kids like video games. Guys, please help meat thermometers permanently stuck in my head.
That's like one of those kids' video games.
Dad, is it done? Excuse me, that goes in the vomit bin right next to the hairball bin.
You mean your mouth?
Oh, I mean, there's a reason why I have a tattoo in my head. That No. You know, there's a reason.
Read the piece.
I don't see how long you can keep this up. Oh, not very long.
All right. Cut out.
Do you want to read two PSAs at the same time? No, I don't think we can.
These are all the same thing.
Oh, I have one right here. You know what?
This is crazy. There's literally 12 different ways to do this one PSA.
Let's do them.
That's kind of not... Well, we already did that one.
What is over there? What's that?
Oh, well, that's a classless, but there's this one that I'm holding right now.
So I'll just do that one.
About the American Red Cross.
All right, here we go. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. Bum bum. But we can change that. The American Red Cross is working to reduce the number of fire deaths and injuries. That's cute.
It's a private thing. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah. All right. Hang on. Where the American Red Cross is working to reduce the number of fire deaths and injuries in community, in brackets. Working with volunteers, we are visiting homes to install smoke alarms, replace smoke alarm batteries, and help families develop an escape plan. We can't do it without your help. Join the fire prevention campaign. Visit redcross.org to volunteer today.
What if I'm for fires and not against them?
There's a group for that.
Yeah.
What's the Arsonists Anonymous.
Anonymous.
1-800.
1-800. Arson. I don't think that's too
much. 1-800. Contacts.
Dude, imagine if 1-800 Contacts started a new business where they just sell like the kids to start a fire. 1-800. Arson.
We didn't start the fire. It's always burning. He should update that.
Yeah, you should.
You know, how cool would that be?
I don't think Billy Joel records more music, though.
Yeah, I don't know why.
But I'm saying, like...
Dude,
like,
when is Billy Joel going to put out a new song? What the heck?
I mean, he could, but I don't think he wants to.
X is putting out more music than Billy Joel. And X
Billy
is in
Joel's
a...
alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Billy Joel, what are you doing? You're slacking. You're not going to make any money in this game, Billy Joel.
I'm sure he really needs the money.
Yeah, Billy Joel needs all the money he can get.
I'm sure literally always performing at the Garden is really hurting him.
It's tanking his
That's
profits.
Right.
Arson in Paradise. Arson. Who's saying that? The song, like, Something in Paradise.
What?
No, okay. I don't know.
Can you sing it?
I don't know the first word. I think it's... Because, like, I learned of this dude from... Okay. No, I think it's like a... It's like a dude that always is like wearing like a Hawaiian shirt or something. Like, I don't remember. That's gonna get stuck in my head.
It's tough.
I'm gonna look it up. In the meantime,
in the meantime, what? Is there a plan? Is there like something we're supposed to do?
Hi, I just made everyone yawn because I yawned.
No, no one else yawned.
Literally, the two people in the room did not yawn.
No.
So.
Not yet.
Should we mutiny Charlie?
Should we eliminate Charlie? Is that what you
mean? Yeah.
Should we eliminate Charlie?
Yes.
Yeah, alright.
Okay, shake on it.
Uh-oh. I'm gonna stop the handshake.
Oh, no.
You
stopped the handshake.
I did it.
Oh, wait.
Is it Phil Collins? I think it's Phil Collins.
I can feel it calling in the air.
No, it's not Phil Collins.
I don't think it's Phil Collins.
Oh, Lord.
When do we get him on the show?
Yeah, we only get Owen McKenna. When are we getting Phil Collins? We have
dig
the
him
budget.
Out of his grave and bring
he's
the body
dead.
Over. He's not?
No.
Really?
No, he's not.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm 100% sure.
I totally thought he was dead.
Shake on it. Shake on it. Shake on it.
Ah, there.
Phil Collins, dead or alive.
I kind of feel like he's dead.
He's not dead.
Survey says... nope, he's not dead. He is, in fact, still playing.
Is he like close to death? Wait, who's dead?
Are
then?
You trying to like who's dead?
No, there's a
lot of people. Who's George Washington's dead?
So who's the guy that's like him? It's not Phil. It's like,
I mean, he looks like Steve Jobs.
It's that kind of vibe. It's like a Phil Collins Genesis kind of vibe. And there's somebody like that, and that guy's dead.
Guys,
I don't know what you're. What, I mean, probably answer if you like.
Phil, listen, if you were in my head, I promise. I promise this would make sense.
I could probably answer you.
I think the answer is Steve. Steve Jobs is my final answer because Phil Collins looks strikingly a lot like Steve Jobs.
Really? Oh, I guess
a little bit.
I guess in this picture,
Peter Gabriel isn't dead either. If that's what you're thinking.
You know who else isn't dead?
I might have been thinking of Peter Gabriel. No wait, I don't.
Hey guys, let's play a fun game called Name People Who Aren't Dead. I'll start. You ready? Owen.
Nah, sorry, dude.
You give up? You pass?
I don't know who I was thinking of.
Huh. Well,
maybe it was Steve Jobs all along.
It was truly Steve Jobs. I called Steve him out, Jobs and he was like, "He can't be right. Charlie can't be right."
It looks like this was a job for us.
Steve Jobs was the job for us, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I think Steve Jobs is overrated.
He is.
Yeah, all right. Cool.
I mean,
I'm not going to disagree. He absolutely is.
Steve Jobs is like, I don't know, Steve Jobs was the face and Wozniak was the brains.
Hell yeah.
He was. I don't know, but I feel like you can't really be a fully functioning human with just a face and a brain. I feel like you need some skin. Maybe a skull. Maybe a liver. What else do you think? Knees. Do you think we need?
Gallbladder time?
Knees?
Gallbladders in our knees.
All right.
I think that'd be helpful.
So you got two of them?
Yeah.
Sick.
In case one of them fails.
Wait, do humans have two gallbladders?
That makes sense. No, it's just only one.
No, you're thinking of kidneys.
You're right. You're one and done.
One and done? Gallbladders are a one and done.
You get what you get and you don't get upset. That's right.
But, Miss Principal, Billy took my gallbladder.
gee, why does he get two gallbladders?
Billy's over there, like, stabbing kids.
Billy's just like a 30-year-old man just trying to get some organs.
How does he keep getting back in the school?
You get what you get, and you don't get upset.
Billy, shoot. Get out. Get out.
Billy, get out of here. Gallbladders.
Gee. Jesus.
Billy lives purely. What would Billy look like?
Billy DeVito.
Yeah, Billy, if you're listening to this, I don't think you would.
You steal gallbladders. That is your new thing.
I love you, though.
And he hisses like a cat.
Yeah, you're right.
He steals the gallbladders of the local children.
Right.
He's like a cryptid. He's like Sasquatch, Dracula, the like Mothman, Billy DeVito.
Sick.
Is one of those. Billy DeVito's probably not listening, and if he isn't, that's a shame.
Someone tell him we shouted him out.
We should call him right now and just shout him out on the air.
Oh, call him in?
Yeah. Does anyone have Billy DeVito's phone number? Tell me it right now. We're gonna dox him on air. Alright, I think we're going to call him through the radio phone.
Funny, prank call videos.
Prank call time. Boom, 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 boom. Alright, here. Do you have his number on your phone?
I think I do. Let me see.
I'm just going to, like,
type it up. Billy. I do.
Guys, there epic you go. Prank call of Billy DeVito. Okay, Billy DeVito's phone number is 911.
There you go.
Thought that was the area code. Then I realized I was dumb.
I was like, for a second, I was like, wait, is he actually saying his number on the radio?
I called it. Did I call him? Hello? Oh, I didn't call him.
Boo.
Why can't I call? Oh, wait, is this... Oh, my microphone's all the way over here. I think this is set up that I can't call.
Very disappointing.
My man.
Really? So only people can only call in? That kind of sucks.
Oh, no, it's like, it's doing like a weird wonky thing. Oh, well.
I don't know what that means, but I'm kind of sad.
Also, if we're going to do Alvin and the Chipmunks, we should probably do it soon. I mean, our mystery PSA.
Oh, what's Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Well, we started late, a little late, so
okay.
We're going to end a little late.
Then never mind. Don't listen to me. Just literally never listen to anything
almost
I say.
Like, it's almost like we're in charge of the show and you're not.
Can you get back in your corner?
Yeah, go back to the
your corner.
Yeah, right next to the vomit and hairball bin.
He's fully merged with Garth.
I'm like, you guys ever seen Daredevil?
Yeah,
How he's got like the scarf
There's
around.
An
you know
indie
what I mean?
Superhero you've never heard of.
Yeah, that's right.
Daredevil.
Yeah, I don't know. He's kind of indie. Probably haven't heard of him. Is his name Superman? Oh no, dude.
This is quality content. You can't get anywhere else.
This is the why. This is the reason why we are the face of WJRH. Not really.
We are the face of
WJRH. We are the face.
We're the face
of WJRH.
We are
104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania.
We kind of need to say it right now anyway. So
yeah. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do a fun little game. Owen, you start.
Okay.
You start with the first word.
Here we go. You guys ready?
Oh, not this again.
Yeah, we're doing it again, boys.
You
are
listening
to
W.
Oh, you're doing every letter different. J.
R.
H.
1.
O.
4.
Point
9.
F.
M.
Comma.
We don't need to do the commas. Lafayette.
College.
Radio.
Semicolon.
Easton.
Comma.
Pennsylvania.
Period.
End question quote. Mark.
End quote. And scene.
All right, that's a wrap, guys.
That's right. All
that's
right.
A wrap. That's a wrap. Thank you all
Hello.
For listening to the...
Wait, we're not done yet.
Wait, is it over?
We still
I'm
Wait.
Playing the Full House end credit themes.
Wait, we're not done yet. What the hell?
Sorry, Full House said we're done. Sorry, guys, we have to go now. Bye-bye.
Full House said no.
Oh. I think, are you challenging the all-powerful indie pop band Full House?
I'm confused. Are we done or not?
No, we're not. We're not done. What's happening? We're not done. I'm just messing with you.
So you played Full House prematurely is what you're saying?
Yeah.
You had premature Full House-ulation?
Hey,
that's what you're saying?
It happens to everyone.
It happens to everybody, all right?
I have endurance issues. I haven't had a lot of experience with playing Full House end credits.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of crime 100 years.
We
can look back on it.
That's the one. People were like those awful human, how could they do this?
Of American history.
Playing the Full House theme prematurely radio podcast.
They're just gonna like we're gonna like you know like the like pop the hip popular war criminals that people are like yeah we're gonna time travel back in time we're gonna kill them
yeah
like during one of these podcasts I think someone's just gonna like time travel just to like appear right in the booth and kill definitely me. Maybe Kyle. Kyle might probably get let off the hook.
And then whatever guest we had. Yeah.
No, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Brian's an iffy one. Oh no. They might recognize him as a modern day Mozart.
Yeah.
For his SoundCloud. But if we had Richard. Oh no, you didn't meet Richard. Richard's a good guy. He's my roommate.
Nice.
Yeah. He's pretty good. He's the one that
Richard,
we,
more like Dick.
Ha! I'm sorry if I just destroyed your eardrums. I should have given a warning. No, but Richard's a really helpful guy. I mean, when we were stealing the Sword of Marquis, he was the dude that was heating up the blade so we could cut through the window.
Nice.
1,000-degree knife, Richard.
Yeah, it was a very convoluted plan.
Yeah.
Betrayed us for peace, Dave.
Yeah, my boy was a snitch. No, guys, who'd win in a fight? P-Safe or like... L-Safe, like Lehigh Valley Police.
What?
Wait, what?
I'm assuming Lehigh University. Good old Lehigh College. Good old rivals. Our good old rivals. Do you think their police force would beat ours or ours would beat them?
I have no information on either police force, to be honest.
I don't either.
You're the one that betrayed us.
Lehigh is bigger. I feel like that might play a role.
Yeah, and they're also on a hill. I feel like their calves would be humongous.
Well, yeah, I mean, don't, you know, we're on top of the hill, you guys on the side. We're pretty hilly. Actually, that's fair. Their campus is very hilly. You're right.
Dude, all kids that go to Lehigh have to have their ground harness on. It's like Australia over there.
Gotta get those Caribbean beers.
guys, when you go climbing, pro tip, don't forget
your Miller Lite, boys.
don't forget your multiple cans of alcohol.
That's right.
You want to, for a nice refreshing beverage, you can bring your metal clips.
Indeed.
your can of beers.
Cracking open carabiners.
Cracking open a carabiner with the boys.
Dude, that was my brand new carabiner. You broke it. What the heck?
Bro, you think it's time for
the Full House end theme song?
No.
No, Alvin.
Alvin? Who's Alvin?
Oh, you know Alvin.
Do you think I know Alvin?
Alvin goes to another school.
You would know him.
You would know him.
What is all? It's probably the vomit in the hairball, because both of you guys missed the dedicated vomit and hairball bin. Like buffoons. Oh, and why are you stapling your phone?
Why are you? That's a good question.
Owen, that's not something you staple.
It's cool. I don't think this has staples in it. Let's see. Oh, jeez, Rick.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, dude,
Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty's, like, it comes out, like, in November sometimes. Like, it's, like, really soon. Because yeah, so it is so November, it's if already you haven't out. Noticed. Oh, I mean, Jesus maybe. Christ. I don't know.
Happy November, guys.
Happy November.
We play Alvin?
I can't play Alvin if I'm clapping. I also need to spell it at the same time. I think this is the one. Just gotta make sure there's no ads in front of it. Why does this video only have 9 likes? I'm fixing this. I'm upvoting this one. I'm giving this one the likeies. I'm sharing it on my Facebook. You know what's the most terrifying thing? That, like, almost, like, all videos and, like, a lot of multimedia platforms now have the share to Facebook button. Like, what if I'm chilling out, I'm watching some Minecraft Let's Plays, and I try to like the video because it's a good Let's Play. My boy made an infinite cobblestone generator, like, pretty easily.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Yeah, you know how it is back in the days of mining and crafting.
Hell yeah, brother.
I accidentally put that video on my Facebook.
Dude, your life is literally over.
Dude, it's over.
People are going to try to hire me in the future.
I started playing Minecraft again.
Yeah, Minecraft.
It's a good time.
It came back.
I was considering.
This guy lost his Minecraft account. That's right.
Yeah.
Laugh at him.
I was considering pulling the trigger and getting it again, but it's like almost $30 now. Like, yeah. It's kind of expensive.
Yeah. You know what isn't expensive?
You have to, like, know that you'll use it.
And that's the thing is, like, I would get it, I'd play it for like 3 days, and then I'd be done. You know what I mean? So. Yeah.
You know what isn't expensive? Food safety. Alvin's going to tell us how it's done.
Woo!
If I hit play.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with 4 simple steps. Clean.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate.
Cook. Fire in the hole!
And chill.
We chipmunks are notoriously tight.
Just hear us laughing.
Check your steps. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Every time, it's more awesome.
Thank you, Alvin. Very cool. Oh, no, we're going to play Food Safety Man next. Oh, no. Okay, I stopped his reign. His reign of terror. But anyways, gents, I think it is time for our favorite, our fan meet and greet at Lower.
Let's do it.
You know what?
We're hungry.
Hi, hungry. I'm Dad.
All right, it's time to end the show.
We love you.
All right, and goodbye.
This has been the Kyle Thank and Charlie Show with Kyle and Charlie and
Owen.
Owen. All right, end the show.
All right, we're done. No, we goodbye. Can't end the show.
The show is over. Dude, it's ending. Play, the show is ending now.
We got to play our end credits.
got to play through the whole end credits, dude. What are you talking about? So what do you guys want to get lower?
I don't know.
That's not appropriate for the radio. You know what?
You're not appropriate for the radio.
Yes, we know this by now. I've been banned from this radio station. This is my final episode. Goodbye, gamers.
Gamers.
Why'd you put the microphone to your heart?
Because that's how committed I am.
So the listeners could hear.
My heart is in this show.
My heart and soul. I actually put this thing to my liver one time just to make sure that you guys knew that.
Wait, I thought we were ending the show.
Yeah, we were ending the show.
Okay, the show's over.
Yeah, the show's over, guys.
Have we been on?
Yeah. Oh. You were about to say a certain inappropriate action.
I was going
to
say anything. I just didn't know. Yeah. I thought you were just. Dude, we played the end credits. That means we're over.
No, dude, this is like the secret like teaser scene.
This is the after credit scene?
Yeah, this is the after credits scene.
Okay. Next week's episode, we're teasing. Which we're definitely planning ahead of time.
The Full House Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, Full House Cinematic. Full House Fight Club. Who'd win in the comedy fight zone?
That's right.
Alrighty. Anyways, we hope you all have a pleasant evening and a good weekend.
Happy
Owen
Halloween.
Doesn't.
Goodbye.
Happy Merry Kwanzaa.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Happy Halloween.
Goodbye.
Alright, end the show. Just end it, please.
You guys ever seen a dude alive?